Traveling along the eastern slope of the Rocky Mountains, from Glacier Park in Montana across the U.S.-Canada line into Alberta, the continuity of landscape is striking. On both sides of the border, the prairie gives way to foothills covered with aspens that are stunted and bent from the constant wind. Both sides of the border are also home to members of the Blackfoot Nation. West of Fort McLeod, Alberta, I met Conrad Littleleaf. We sat out of the wind near the site of an ancient bison jump, looking northeast over a landscape of broken grassland with wild rose bushes and buffalo berry, while Conrad talked about history, culture, and traditions.
We've been here for a long, long time, from the time to beginning. Looking at this dirt, from dust to dust, my name is Pita Pequon. That is my name, and I'm very pleased to share this with you, but that's my name in my world.
Like all North Pigon and Alberta, Conrad has close relations south of the border. But crossing back and forth is not nearly as easy as it once was. And he says both communities are in danger of being split apart and fragmented.
We were here for thousands of years. And then our brothers from across the pond got here. And with that, a lot of things were impressed upon us. Maybe your walk of life is totally, totally different. For example, money. Well, that totally goes against the grain of my people. The traditions are, we don't do that. You don't do that. You have something, you share it. Those values conflict. Ownership. How can I own something? Do I own the air?
Growing up, Conrad helped his father raise cattle. But every year when they sold their bull calves, the check was sent directly to the Indian agent, bypassing the Littleleaf family. The agent doled out money for Christmas and Easter, but Conrad thought the system was unfair, and he asked his father about it.
He said, no, don't talk about them, because they're so institutionalized, so paternalized by the system, that you don't dare ask questions because you made peace treaty, but you gave your word to the representatives of the crown under Queen Victoria to keep your word so long as the sunshine, the river flows, and the grass grows. So he says, respect them. Don't you ask anything. Don't you say anything. I don't want to hear from you. But I had a question.
Government policy on both sides of the border encouraged the assimilation of natives. But Conrad said what was even more insidious with his community came with the introduction of power lines and electricity.
They bought into it, and the TV became their friend. You know, you're learning English, and chez Alain, maybe a little bit of French, je parle français, oui, tu parles français, and so forth. Now, it's modernity. Now you're just watching the TV, teaches you everything. Now everyone starts speaking English fully. Now your language starts going out, and when your language goes out, you don't have an identity. Your language is your tie to right here, the energy flowing through this earth. If you speak your language, you feel the energy going right through you. That's who you are. Nobody can move you. Itanil matun natsits ma inaksuyo pok ma pesiksin ninna napi kuant. Kinimata kutsi putinska sen manapi kun mini tsisi ta pinska koi nit hoko tokska sta kutu tak taki tsapi sine ut kutski na e enesto mata poja no apatu se pika ne ut kutski na
You've been listening to Conrad Littleleaf in Alberta. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To hear more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.
Kenika inistou nomu chita. Inistou.